This is an MP3 on the use of psychotronic crystal, psychotronic generator, vampire technology, all of which is trademarked and the exclusive property of Tim Riefat. It's fully Edomized, so if the American government or NATO try to copy this technology, it just kills them. You are warned. It's for the exclusive use of my clients and customers. A revolution occurred in the 80s with the scientificization of the psychotronic generator, the ability to suck life force out of all living things and transfer it to the Psymaster. This happened in the Soviet Union. Unfortunately, their psychotronic generators were based on the Pavlita psychotronic generator, which was a small input-output device based on alchemical texts. It took the super genius Tim Riefat to take the next step, which was using quartz crystals and the piezoelectric effect. Squeeze a quartz crystal, you get an electric spark. Electric sparks are, of course, gravity in the fifth dimension due to Kaluza. Therefore, psychotronic generator crystals can open up a gateway to the fifth dimension, a stargate to the fifth dimension, which is the basis of all psi powers. The use of a psychotronic crystal to suck life force out of any target enables the whole-scale evisceration of the life force, sucking them dry in one go, and just leaving the flesh with the innate life force in the flesh to shrivel and die, causing premature aging. And of course, this can be used to not only attack the physical life force, but the life force of the soul, the biophysical body, to in fact kill the soul, the remote viewing body of the target. Now, if you are lucky enough to have purchased a $600 vampire crystal, you might like to know how to use it in the psychotronic crystal, psychotronic generator, vampire, cosmic assassin mode. Basically, your psychotronic crystal is a quartz crystal, which has been irradiated with gamma rays in a nuclear reactor. That's why it's a smoky quartz color. This has actually changed the nature of the quartz crystal to becoming a deadly weapon. We know that from Wilhelm Reich, the medical doctor who was slaughtered in the 50s in an American prison for his research on orgone energy, which is an aspect of the life force, that when you introduce nuclear energy to life force, it becomes deadly orgone radiation, which kills and makes ill the target. So in fact, doping a quartz crystal with nuclear radiation turns it into a assassination tool, which is the bread and butter of a vampire. Now, of course, you might like to shellize any target. You first of all choose a target, be it the Jew bitch Cameron, the Jew bitch Rothschild or Rockefeller, the Pentagon, IBM, Coca-Cola, all the other shitbirds. It doesn't have to be a single entity, it can be an entire organization. And you, of course, load your psychotronic crystal, psychotronic generator, vampire weapon system, ready to take out the target, ready to explosively destroy, suck out their life force and shellize them and dump the deadly orgone radiation poison into the target. Now, if you're lucky enough to be American and have access to firearms, and you're not one of the Jew slaves in the European Union, barred from defending yourself against the vicious police state, you might know that you have to put a bullet in a rifle. In this case, the bullet is your smoky quartz vampire crystal. And as you know, the pointy end goes frontward into the chamber. Now, the basis of psychotronic crystals is that the biophysical vampire body, which has been black-holed in the fifth dimension and which causes incredible negative pressure, is injected into the crystal. So, rather like when you're firing a rifle, you have to have a cartridge. Now, you've got your deadly orgone radiation smoky quartz vampire crystal, pointy end, aimed at the Cameron bitch or the Rothschild Rockefeller bitch or IBM or the Pentagon. Now, you, when you have a firearm, the cartridge goes off. It's ignited by a little detonator in the bottom of the cartridge. That's why you've got a little pin that hits it very hard. Now, in this case, you inject your biophysical vampire body into the crystal explosively. How do you do this? Well, think of all the bitches in your life that you've really hated. The teacher, the bully, the boss, the Cameron bitch, the Jewish banksters, anyone you hate. And you simply explode your hatred, because remember, the basis of the energy bodies is emotion, and the gateway to all psychic power is total ruthlessness, which of course is total hatred for everybody, which has been systematized and controlled so that you'll kill, destroy anybody and anything that gets in your way. That's total ruthlessness. That's why the ultra gangster vampire service is so important, in that your biophysical vampire body is turned into the monster of the id, total hatred, superluminal phase where you are just total hatred, total ruthlessness. That's why we've got the ultra gangster vampires. And the ultra gangster great lord vampire, of course, is the pure perfection of total hatred. You inject your hatred, which comes from your monster of the id vampire body, into the vampire crystal, into its base. You enter the vampire crystal. This, of course, is like the gun. The bullet goes out of the chamber, propelled by the hatred, negative pressure of your biophysical vampire body. And we know from general relativity that negative pressure produces anti-gravity, so you can see the propulsion mechanism. This then projects the energy of the crystal, both the physical and the biophysical energy, towards the target, be it the Cameron bitch, the Rothschild Rockefeller bitch, the Pentagon, IBM, NSA, whatever. And you are now in the crystal. This is basically the new phase of humanity's development. The quantum superimposition of the energy of the human and the energy of the crystal to form a hybrid. I call this the Dvic energy body. And of course, this quantum superposition changes the nature of the being. So when you quantum superimpose yourself with Twitter and Arsebook, you become a mindless obot moron, which you find in all the under 40s. If you quantum superimpose yourself with a vampire crystal, you become the next phase of human development, the superhuman vampire being. How? Well, from the Copenhagen interpretation, we know that the observer collapses reality. So if you've got Twitter and Arsebook collapsing your reality, since they're only information, which according to van der Hooft, a famous Dutch physicist, is two-dimensional, you're going to go from the five-dimensional super being, Psy, master vampire being, to the two-dimensional matrix entity, which can be totally controlled and its reality totally operated by the NSA. Thank you. This is part one of the psychotronic crystal, psychotronic generator, vampire protocols for assassination.